know that the cattle on a thousand hills belong to God, but that's just a figure of speech. He's not in the business of taking care of me, and I won't ask him to do it. Have you ever made any statements like these? If so, you're not alone, but you're tragically mistaken. Those statements are all based on a lie straight from hell, the lie that God doesn't care about his children. Jesus told his disciples a story to help them understand how God feels about our prayers. Unfortunately, many people misunderstand the story. In fact, some Christians think it says just the opposite of what Jesus intended. The story is recorded in Luke chapter 18, verses 2 through 5. In a certain town there was a judge who neither feared God nor cared about men. And there was a widow in that town who kept coming to him with the plea, "Grant me justice against my adversary." For some time he refused, but finally he said to himself, "Even though I don't fear God or care about men, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will see that she gets justice, so that she won't eventually wear me out with her coming." The Desperate Widow. The main character in the story is a widow. Of course, it's never easy being a widow. In the United States today, however, widowhood is not usually as desperate as it was in the Middle East 2,000 years ago. In our culture, widows can be wealthy. They can hold positions of influence. And even though many widows face severe financial problems, they are at least allowed to work, attend school, and own property. When Jesus told this story, the situation was quite different. A widow generally had no education, no job, no money, no property, no power, no status. If she had a son, father, or brother-in-law who would care for her, she could survive. If not, she might become a beggar, the first century equivalent of a street person or a bag lady. She would be a social outcast. In Jesus' story, the widow has an adversary. Some unnamed local villain was harassing her. Perhaps the person was intimidating her physically. Perhaps the person was withholding or stealing funds that should have been used for her support. In any case, the adversary was winning, and she was losing. The widow had no good way to protect herself, no relatives to see her plight and offer help, no governmental organization to come to her aid. She had only one shot at warding off this villain. She could go before a local judge and plead her case, throwing herself on his mercy. And that is what she decided to do. The Unjust Judge. Enter the second character, the judge. Jesus described him in two crisp statements. He did not fear God, and he did not respect other human beings. Without fear of God.